mind and principle. At this moment, it appears that one of the most pressing things on the mind of humanity is how well Monday, the inauguration day of President Trump, will succeed. The so-called corrupt forces within the government have been controlling the whole world since the beginning of the history of humanity. This belief has stemmed from the biblical account of the false record of creation, which is beginning on Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. And throughout the Bible, the various chapters and verses have been peppered with, if not inundated with, this second record of creation, or the results therefrom. Supposedly, Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, and there was a tree, an apple tree, that it contained apples of both good and evil. And the wrong choice was made, and therefore, the entire history of humanity is filled with the belief that man is a sinner. Now, man is defined in generic terms as being the qualities of a male, the qualities of a female, and the qualities of a child. Just as a short, brief example of these, courage and strength and that kind of characteristic, perseverance, responsibility. These are kinds of terms that relate to fatherhood. If you think of the father of a family, protectorate also. In fact, the President of the United States indicates that his primary function is to protect the United States. Qualities of the female would include things such as tenderness and kindness, nurturing, loving, forgiving, compassion, and the qualities of the child would be centered around terms such as innocence, trust, forgiveness, curiosity. So when we think of man as including all of those, then man is basically a very complete character, one that really includes all of the qualities. And of course, what one individual prefers when dealing with another is for those qualities to be represented at any given moment based on what the need is. So if a woman is with a man, and there is a danger involved, they're looking for the man to be courageous, brave, and bold. If there is a mother that has a new baby, the father is looking for the mother to be caring and nurturing and kind and tender and so forth. And both of them look to a baby as being curious, in other words, one that wants to learn new things, as well as being innocent and trustful. So it depends on the circumstance, which dictates which qualities are expected to be coming forth the strongest. Because corruption has been governing the entire human so-called world since day one, to clean out corruption is really not fighting an individual or even a single government, but the entire belief that corruption is inherent in everyone all the time, and that the leaders are leading the way of corruption and will do anything possible for them to maintain power against the innocence of the population that they are supposed to be leading and protecting. But in reality, because of the nature of humanity being evil, being of the lineage of Adam and Eve, that instead of protecting and leading, they are controlling and robbing them of their own qualities through oppression and suppression and all other kinds of evils, such as blackmail and deceit. So these are the kinds of things we want to consider if we're going to pray for all humanity based on what the concerns are at this moment. If we look at the verses at the beginning of the textbook, that's a good place to start no matter what the topic is that we're going to be exploring. And the first one of those is words of Jesus that are recorded by John in the Gospel of John. And it states, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Obviously, that means that if we know the truth about man, generic man, we will be free of the belief of the human lineage of Adam and Eve. The second quote is from Shakespeare, whom Mary Baker Eddy has quoted as being immortal because his words have been of great intelligence from a spiritual and principal level. And his words being quoted at the beginning of the textbook are, "Nothing is either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." In other words, what we understand to be true, we project onto any circumstance that we come across. Anything that comes our way, we're going to project what we understand to be true to flavor what we see to be in accordance with what we understand to be true. If we know for sure that 2 plus 10 equals 20, and we see some instructor giving math lessons, and they make a mistake, or maybe they're just testing the audience, and they say 2 times 10 equals 21, or 19, or any other number except 20, we're going to automatically project our knowledge onto that, our understanding, and say, that's wrong, and we're going to simply replace it. And now we're going to say 2 times 10 is 20. It's not 19, it's not 21, it's not anything but 20. We need to utilize that same confidence and understanding to project anything at all that comes our way. If a storm comes our way, we do not want to be distracted. And we must affirm that humanity cannot be distracted by the fake news, by the false information that is projected upon anyone viewing it with great repetition. Because the corrupt media is in unison. They're all saying the same words. They're reading from a script that has been given to them by their controllers. So if we hear it on one channel, and then we turn to another channel and hear the very same thing, turn to a third channel, the very same thing, our brain is going to be accepting it as being true, because our brain operates on repetition. We have to utilize that same quality of repetition, but repeat the truth to overcome the repetition of error that is being projected out into the atmosphere of thought. The definition of God on page 465 states, God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love, incorporeal means that God is not a body. That means that God must be mental. If it's not corporeal, it has to be incorporeal. A body is corporeal. The opposite, incorporeal, means there's no body, no B-O-D-Y, only T-H-O-G-H-T, thought, mental. It's bodiless. Divine means that it's perfect. Supreme means there's nothing higher, and infinite means there's no limit. So anything that we think about regarding God, we have to be thinking of what those four terms mean. And we have to affirm, like right now, that I'm going to do, that all humanity understands that God is bodiless, God is perfect, God is supreme, means nothing's higher, and that God is unlimited. In other words, all things are possible to God. In other words, 8.3 billion people can have their thought transformed from evil and error and lies, which have been compounded throughout everyone's individual personal history. And that can all be erased and replaced with truth, which is what the first verse that is quoted at the beginning of the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is that the truth is reality, and it's the truth about what God is. It's not the truth that is being proposed by the story of Adam and Eve, projecting upon everyone being born as a sinner, and therefore is constantly going to be making mistakes, is going to be having the same kind of a life where they are born knowing nothing, and then everything they learn is going to be based on matter, and it's going to be compounding lie upon lie, and they're going to increase in the knowledge of these lies. They're going to peak out and then decline, and then they're going to start forgetting, and then they're going to expire. And somehow, magically, they have a soul that is supposed to be good, even though it stems from a belief of evil, and that soul supersedes a lifeless body and then goes before what they call the pearly gates of God, where they will get judgment on what they've done throughout their life. No one has done throughout their life. What they should be recognizing is possible, and that is to be representing the image and likeness of God. And remember, God is supreme, God is infinite, God is divine, and God is incorporeal. So his image and likeness has those same qualities. Remember, divine is perfect. So that means that everyone is perfect. All humanity is perfect. And there's nothing that can keep all humanity from realizing that, from understanding it, from living it, and refusing to accept anything less holy than that. And that's the purpose of these prayers for all humanity, is to claim that that is the truth about everyone. And no one can be tricked or deceived in any way to believe something that is less than that. And of course, as we understand, belief then converts to fact to us. So first we have a belief, and then we experience that it is true, and then it is no longer belief, but it is understanding. And the real way to get understanding is to experience it. One of our most excellent Christian Science practitioners and researchers was Frederick L. Rawson. And he believed in testing everything, and if it worked, in other words, if healing came about, then he would know that he was on the right track. if he had a problem, then he would change what he was doing until he was able to conform to what worked. He discovered how to heal back in time. If someone had a problem at birth and they came to him and they're 20 years old, going back in time to when it was first recognized that they were born with defects could be changed in the thought of every single person that knew that individual as well as that individual himself. That's going back in time for a healing. He discovered how to do that. And we have all the details on our website to explain about it. Frederick L. Rawson is the author. Just look him up in the alphabetical author index. Or if you click on recommended links, he is one of them that is listed, and you can click on his picture, and that will take you directly to his index of all of the things that we have that he wrote. He also discovered what the spiritual solution was to heal any problem. He lists 1,315 different problems. Any kind of physical or mental problem you can think of is included. Mary Baker Eddy included 100 pages from page 600 to 700, the last chapter of the book of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. And she listed testimonies of 85 people who testified to 486 different healings. So an average of around 7 healings per individual. Or 6. I guess it was around 6. These people explain how they did the healing. And it was a consistent thread throughout all of them. And we explain that on the website. And there's a button called How to Heal Everything. I think it just says Heal Everything. And there's another button under, these are under recommended links. There's another one that says How Christian Science Heals. And that has a section on Mary Baker Eddy and another section on Christ Jesus. The tools are on the website. If you have the desire to transform yourself to a brand new dimension with unlimited possibilities, we can tell you how to do it. You have to do it, but we'll tell you the procedure step by step. And if you follow that, you will have guaranteed success. Keep in mind, God is infinite, so you will never know everything about God because it's infinite. You are a reflection, so you have the capacity to continue to increase your understanding of God, but you have to have that desire, and you have to be on what Mary Baker Eddy calls the path of infinite progression, working toward concrete being. We should all do what this prayer treatment is doing, and that is pray for all humanity to know that we understand, and nothing can block our understanding, that the corrupt element in governments all around the world, whether they're elected or unelected, have no power to control the government, the only real government, the one government, the omni-government of God. Because omni means one, only, and all. The only real government is the government of God. The only mind is the mind of God. And one of the qualities of mind is to control. Because mind is the only power. So therefore, obviously, it can control and does control anything and everything. But what did God do? As stated in verse 26 of Genesis chapter 1, He gave man dominion over all the earth. everything above and below. From the creepy crawler to the birds that fly like eagles. We all have our opportunity to reflect God, and we reflect God to the degree to which we give up the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. All humanity has one influence, and it is the influence of God. And that's all comprehensive, all the time, everywhere. Because on page 587, it defines God, Spirit, as being good. That's under the definition of good. It says good is God, Spirit, and omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. And Mary Baker Eddy defines omniscience as including omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, and omni-knowing. God includes all. Another definition on the same page says God is the great I am. The, not a, but the great I am. All-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. I'm very grateful, completely grateful, for any and every source that I've learned from. Obviously, the key characters in the Old Testament, and one of the writers is Habakkuk, and he said one of the most important things in the Old Testament. He said, God is of purer eyes than to behold evil. I think about that all the time. I'm grateful for the New Testament and all of the participants, particularly Christ Jesus and his best disciple, John, and of course the Apostle Paul. Jesus, after he ascended, came back to see John. John was the most spiritual disciple, the only one that showed up at the crucifixion. They tried to kill him by putting him in a pot of boiling oil. He survived it. So they sent him to the island of Patmos, thinking, well, we've gotten rid of him. Little did they know that they provided the perfect atmosphere for him to meet with Jesus and write the book of Revelation. And that's the last book in the Bible. And therefore, it represents the summation of everything preceding it. And it includes in the content to put off the old man and put on the new. We must affirm that all humanity has that capability, because mind represents creative ability, capacity, capability, functionality, all facility, all action. So there's nothing out of reach of God's image and likeness, which is you and me and everyone, all humanity. We only have to reject anything that is ungodlike and accept and affirm repetitively the qualities of God and live them continuously all the time. There is nothing but God. God is all source and all manifestation, which is included with God. Amen.